Okay. Today is February 23rd, 2008. My name is Alicia Sell, and I'm with Roanoke Public Libraries, and I'm interviewing, my goodness, let's see, Miss Gloria Jean Wilson. And we are at Jerusalem Baptist Church today for the Hurt Park Neighborhood Collection. Thank you for being with us, Miss Wilson.
All right.
I'm going to start with just some background questions about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in Roanoke, Virginia, June 29th, 43.
Okay. And have you lived in Roanoke your whole life?
No, I haven't. I've lived in several places during my time.
Okay. Can you tell me what streets and neighborhoods you have lived on here in Roanoke?
Oh, okay. I first was on Patton Avenue Northwest and 500 block. Then I have lived on Fifth Street Northwest, Fairhope Road, that's Northwest also, and Florida Avenue.
Okay. Let's see. Can you tell me a little bit about your parents? What were their names and where did they come from?
Okay. My parents' name, my mother's name was Lillian Nemo Wingfield.
Okay.
And my father's name was Ernest Wingfield. And they were both from Vinton, Virginia. I think my father, he came from Truvine, which is a little outskirts of Vinton. So, but anyway, both of them, they were raised in Vinton, Virginia.
Okay. Why did they move from Vinton to Roanoke?
Well, my father, he passed, he got killed in a car accident. I was only a year old at that time. And my mom, well, we were living in Vinton with my aunt and my grandmother. And I really don't remember the year, but I was in the fourth grade when we moved to Roanoke. And they were just selling out in Vinton. So that's basically why we moved to Roanoke.
Okay. And let's see, did your mother remarry after your father died, or did you...
No, she didn't. She didn't remarry.
Okay. Let's see. What kind of work did your father do?
I really don't know what he did because, like I say, I was a year old when he passed, and so I never talked with my mother about it.
Did your mother work?
Yes, she did domestic work.
Let's see, and you say you lived with your aunt in Vinton?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you have extended family living in Roanoke as well? Aunts or uncles or grandparents?
Yes, I had an uncle living in Roanoke. And, yeah, my uncle and aunt was living in Roanoke.
And were you very close to your extended family?
Yes.
Did they play an important role in your life?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had one brother.
And is he older?
He's older.
Is
yes.
He okay? Mm-hmm. Just when you moved to Roanoke in fourth grade, can you describe your house for us? Was it brick or did you have a garden? Those kinds of things.
It was wood frame, and we did have a little garden out in the back, just a little small, like tomatoes and green beans, something like that, but. It was on Patton Avenue. That's where we first moved.
Okay. What kind of activities did you participate in as a child and growing up here in Roanoke?
Well, we played ball a lot. I played softball, and I didn't cheer, but I was very active with the Y teams, and so... basically, that's skating, that type of thing.
Where did you attend school growing up? In elementary, middle, and high school?
Okay. Like I say, when I first started in school, I went to Craig Avenue School in Benton. Mm-hmm. That was elementary. When we moved to Roanoke, I went to Harrison Elementary School. After that, I think they only went to the sixth grade. We went to Booker T, at the time, Booker T. Washington Junior High. And then, of course, to Addison. I graduated from Addison.
Did you walk to school, or did you take the bus?
We walked. Oh, in Benton and in Roanoke, we walked.
Did your brother walk with you, or did you have friends who you'd walk with?
Well, my brother walked with me, when we were in Benton. And then, because my mom, she walked with us. And then when we were in Roanoke, we walked together, my brother and I.
Were you ever allowed to stay home from school?
No, not unless I was really sick. And then I had to be real sick to stay at home.
Was school important to your mother?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, when she was growing up, I think she only went to the 10th grade. She was very adamant about us going to school.
So how much schooling did you complete?
Well, I finished the 12th grade. I went to business school for a year. And then I went to nursing school, and I finished nursing school as an LPN.
Okay. And what schools were those? What business school?
National Business School, and then it was Borough Roanoke City Nursing School.
Okay. Do you know Sarah Scruggs?
Sarah Scruggs? I believe so. She was a Barry. Yeah, I think I know her when I see her.
Yeah, uh-huh. She works at the library now, but she went to Burl Nursing School.
Yeah,
too,
I think I know her.
Okay. Did your brother attend college, or did either of your parents attend college?
No, and my brother didn't either. He went into the Marines, and he spent 4 years there.
Describe your home life for us. For instance, did you have a radio that you'd listen to in the evening? Do you remember when you got a telephone or the refrigerator?
I don't remember, but I can't remember being without a refrigerator. Mm. You know, as far as I remember, we've always had a refrigerator. As far as the telephone, I don't remember being without that either.
Did you talk? Were you allowed to talk on the telephone a lot?
Well, not a whole lot until after I had homework. If I finished my homework, I could talk on the telephone for a while. But then I don't remember. But it was a certain time that we could not receive calls. Mm.
Did your house have a porch on it? And if it did, do you remember, did you sit on the porch in the evening? And did you know your neighbors and talk to them a lot?
Yes. We had a porch, and I loved the porch, yes. And so I knew my neighbors, and we would talk. And, fellowship, it was really nice.
Were your neighbors important? Did they watch out for you as well?
Yes. Because at that time, we had neighbors on both sides, and they looked out. Well, at that time, we'd look out for each other, and they would look out for our family, and, of course, we would look out for theirs. Okay.
Did you have chores around the house or around the neighborhood?
Well, I had some chores at home. Mom wasn't real strict about the chores, but we had to keep our room clean, and then we had certain times to wash dishes. It was just me and my brother, so we did do them, and so it wasn't all bad.
Did you get along with your brother?
Yes, very much so. The only thing that I would say, he did a lot of things, and you know, he could go places, and I would say, well, why can't I go and you know, because Russell Gill wouldn't know. And so my mom would tell me that he's a boy and I can't do everything that he do. So, but we got along real well. Yeah.
Did he have to do a lot of chores?
Well, no. He didn't have a lot to do. What did Russell do? Not a lot. I tell the truth, I don't remember what he actually did. But because when he was old enough, he did have a paper route. And so that's about it.
What paper did he deliver? Was it the Tribune?
No. He did it. It wasn't called the Roanoke Times at that time. With World News, I believe it was. Okay. And he would deliver that.
Did you have any family stories that were passed down from generation to generation? For instance, recipes or stories about the Civil War or slavery?
Not that I can remember. No.
Okay. And you said your brother served in the Marines. Did he ever serve during active wartime?
No, because, let me see. He went in 60, and I think he was out in 64, 65. So I don't think he was in any active...
Did your husband or children ever serve in the war?
Yeah, my husband, let's see. No, Jack, that's my second husband, he was in the Korean War. And my son, he was in the war in Saudi Arabia. What was that? Desert Storm, I believe it was. And because at that time he was in Kansas, and so my second husband and I, we drove to Kansas City to see him before he left going to Saudi Arabia. So, yeah.
Going back a little bit, what businesses and shops did your mom and you shop at? Like, for instance, where did you go grocery shopping? Where would you go to get your clothes or just to the record store or anything like that?
At the time, it was a grocery store downtown. It was called A&P. And we went down there a lot. At that time, we were riding the bus. So we went there a lot to do grocery shopping. And for clothes-wise, it was a store called Kanes, K-A-N-N-S. And we shopped there a lot because I never forget, I was in the debutante ball. And we went there and we got my mouton coat, which I still have. My daughter, I wore it in the debutante ball, and my daughter, she wore it also when she was a debutante.
That is so neat. When were you in the debutante ball?
I was in the debutante ball in 60, was it 60 or 61? I guess 61 Christmas, because usually you're in the Christmas, well, it was Christmas of 60, because it's usually that Christmas and you're a senior. And I graduated in 61, yeah.
Did you have to get picked to be part of the ball, or how did you get into it?
Yes, at that time, they were picking girls. And, I think they were. I mean, I really don't know, because at the time, you just signed up to be in the debutante ball. And, of course, they go around and, you know, ask questions and things to see if you qualified to really be one. So I was one. Yeah, my daughter was too.
Did you love your dress?
Yes, I did. At that time, you know, you could pick your own dress out. And long as it was white, and then you had your white gloves, and it was real nice. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Was it a special treat? Did you shop in the downtown market? And was it like a big deal to go downtown for your family?
Well, yes, because I love to go with Mom downtown to shop, and I would help her and pick out a few things. But as we got older, I went with her. But my mom, when she got old, she still had to go downtown. Of course, it wasn't A&P there anymore. But Mom, on the market, the people would bring in fresh products and vegetables and other things. And she loved to go. She had to go to the market every Saturday, whether we needed anything or not. That was just her task, to go to the market every Saturday morning.
What would you do for entertainment?
Well, for entertainment, we had, like I say, I was involved with the Y Teens a lot. And we would have socials, as you call it, little dancing, and you have a disc jockey and all, or either. We have skating parties. And at home, we had television, and basically that was the most all of our entertainment.
Did you ever shop at the stores on Henry Street?
Well, yes. I had used to go to the movie on Henry Street, which was Virginia Theater. And then we had the Dumas Hotel. We would go there to get milkshakes and ice cream, things like that. And, of course, I did go several times. They had a Brooks Pharmacy there. So I had been there a couple of times. And, I have. And as I got older, that was our entertainment center, going up Henry Street. They had the clubs there.
Did you go to the Ebony Club?
Yes, I have. It was at that time, it was nice. Yeah.
So what, did you see good entertainers?
Yes, I remember, was this at the Ebony? I believe it was a porn star called the, what is it? I forget his name. It said Do the Dog. But anyway, whatever his name was, I saw him there. And, of course, it was the Star City. It was right on Wells Avenue, off from Henry Street. So I went there quite a bit to see some of the recording stars. Of course, James Brown was there. And I saw him, Little Richard, and I also saw Otis Redding there, Jackie Wilson. So it was really nice at that time. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite childhood memory? For instance, a favorite holiday, vacation, or gift that you ever received?
Christmas was really a favorite holiday because, like I say, my dad died when I was a year old, and my mom seemed like she just tried to, just give us all she could. Well, between she and my aunt and my grandmother, they made a very good Christmas for us. And it was just so exciting for my brother and I to tip down the stairs. We would try to wait till, first thing in the morning, I'd say maybe 5 or 6, go see what Santa Claus had bought us. And it was very exciting to go and see the different gifts and things that Santa Claus had bought us. And it was just a joy.
Would you have a family gathering on Christmas? Would you get together with your grandma and your aunt?
Yes. At that time, yeah. And then even it continued as we got older. We would get together, on Christmas. After I got grown and we all had children, we would, of course, be at our own homes at that time, but later in the day or the next day, we would still have a family gathering. Now, basically, my aunt that lived in Southwest. She, well, as we moved on, she was the one that always fixed the dinners and had all the families together.
Would you get together regularly at her house?
Yes, pretty much so. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Well, I have, first I started off after finishing high school. I worked at a hospital in the dietary. And at that time, I think I was going to business school, National Business School. After that, I have worked in a factory. It was Crest Uniform Factory in the shipping department. I worked there for several years. And I've worked, I went to Youngstown. I worked in, it was a cleaning, pressing shirts. And then when I did come back, I went to nursing school. I think that was in the 70s. And I've been in nursing since then.
Which hospitals did you work at? Did you work at hospitals here in Roanoke?
Yes, I've worked. It was Old Camelot when I first met Salem Rehab. Then I worked at Old Burl Nursing Home. Then I've worked at, Roanoke Memorial briefly. And then I retired from the VA.
Okay. Who are some of the strong community leaders in this area, and what roles did they play? Like, for instance, ministers or bankers, or a few people have even mentioned Dr. Penn.
Okay. Dr. Butler, he was a dentist, okay, and honestly, where I admire him for being, and let me see, who else, the community leaders, I'm trying to think, and now my pastor, he is very good in the community. Of course, he is not really very active, but when he is, Reverend Ivory Morton, he's a good person.
Who were your role models growing up?
Basically, my mom, I really tried to be a lot like her. She was a good Christian woman, and she was for the right thing. And in a lot of ways, she was just settling her ways. And, I never will forget. My dad died when I was a year old, and she never remarried. And sometimes I regret this. She never remarried because I don't know whether she felt because of me and my brother or what, but she had a friend, and I would see that they would go to formals and things, and, they looked so good together, and I often wondered, but she had said she would never remarry while we were young, while we were growing up. And she didn't. They were a pair up until the end. Now, when my brother was in the service, I was getting ready to graduate. I graduated from high school. And I think she might have gotten married again, but her friend died. Mm. And, you know, I think about that often. And just like, man, I divorced my children's dad when I guess JC was about 7. Tanya was 3. And I said that I would never remarry while they were young. And I don't know whether I got that from Mom or what, but I just had that feeling. I said, as long as they had a good relationship with the father, I didn't want to jeopardize that. And so I didn't. I did not get married again until my daughter, she was getting ready to graduate from college. And then I remarried. And then by that time, her second husband, we had been dating for about 10 years. And so after they graduated, you know, they were grown, we got married, and we didn't have a good 5 years together. He passed. So, but we did have a good 5 years together as man and wife.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. How has Roanoke changed over the years?
Well, it has changed. Crime has really been increased. It has really changed because at one time you could walk the streets by yourself, leave your doors open. I mean, and you wouldn't dream of anyone saying anything to you or bothering you. And now you are afraid to even go to the corner by yourself. I don't know, you know, what it is, but the children, they just don't have any respect for the parents or anyone else. And you can't say this all the time, it's the parents' fault. It's just the child himself. And now that they have the law of child abuse, a lot of children, if your parents, the parents speak out to the child, the first thing they say, they'll get you for child abuse. Now, at that time, you know, when we were growing up, you didn't have that. But it's just a big change. And like I say, a lot of the children, they don't want to be corrected. And see, even then, at one time, parents, this couple over here, or across the street, or behind you, whatever, could correct you. But they could correct your child. And now, some of the parents, if you correct their child, they are ready to lay you out or whatever. So you just can't do like you used to.
So there's not the neighborhood bonding like there used to be?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's not.
Okay. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with us?
Well, no. I've just enjoyed working with the West End neighborhood, really, because now, even though I'm in Northwest, my friend Christine works diligently with the West End, and I enjoyed that. And it's just been a joy to work with them.
Well, great. Wonderful. Thank you for allowing us to interview you today.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.